This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops on Tuesday moved into the Gaza town of Rafah, but U.S. officials say it is not the full invasion many have feared. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israeli troops seized control of the vital Rafah border crossing, raising fears of the full-scale invasion President Biden has warned against.
That's not what this is.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel describes it as a more limited operation aimed at cutting off Hamas arms smuggling.
Not of a size, scale, duration, and scope that one could equate to a major ground operation.
Still, Israel's defense minister says the operation will deepen if talks on a hostage deal with Hamas fail. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Families of Israelis being held hostage in Gaza questioned the timing of Israel's military operation in Rafah during a protest on Tuesday. Speaking at a protest in Tel Aviv, the nephew of a hostage urged Netanyahu and Israeli negotiators to provide a guarantee the war in Gaza would end if it meant securing a deal that would bring home hostages.
If the only way to get the hostages back is by providing an Israeli guarantee to end this war, then end this war, bring them back, and save their lives.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on Tuesday expressed optimism Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas should be able to close the remaining gaps to complete an agreement that would lead to release of hostages and pave the way for an extended truce in the 7-month war in Gaza. Talks continued Tuesday in Cairo.